And this is the kina, as many of the kinos do, describe terrible suffering. Terrible suffering during the times of the Beis Hamikdash, and obviously, unfortunately, terrible suffering that continues till this day. As the first line, "Dochalna nashim peryam olei tibuchim alayli," we cry out on alayli. We feel the pain that women can eat, Rachman Lutzan, to eat their children. And then the next line describes the Medrash, is a reference to the Medrash. They cook, Rachman Lutzan, the children, Hamedudim Tvachim Tvachim, that are measured Tvachim Tvachim. This is a reference to the Medrash. The Medrash, Nicha Rabba, says that Doeg ben Yosef, so he died, and he left a small child to his wife, the mother of the child, and the mother would measure tefachim tefachim. Each time the child would grow, each tefach the child would grow, so she would make donations to the Beis Hamikdash. That's the tefachim tefachim described here. And this such a person, such a tzaddikus who was so thinking about Hashem and making donations to the Beis Hamikdash like this, Rachman Litzlan, when the time came that there was a siege and there was nothing to eat, and Yerushalayim was surrounded, so then she ate this child, and that we say Alalai Li, and we cry. Not only do we cry for the physical pain and the suffering, and we cry also how we could have gotten to this point. How could we have stooped so low that we would come to this? The next line, another very painful story described in the Medrash. Medrashim Tagozna Pa'as Rosham V'Sikshana Lususim Parachim, that our hair is pulled out when it was tied to horses that were running away. And this is the story of Miriam Bas Baitus. She was not necessarily a tzaddikus, but still, she was given a tremendously terrible death at the hands of the enemies. She was tied to a horse and dragged away through the streets. And we know of stories like this from the Holocaust, and the Kinos from Soloveitchik. He says that he knows of a cousin of his, a first cousin of his, that was killed in this way. Who could forget the images of the Ramallah lynching a little over 10 years ago, where we saw a Misa in a similar fashion. And unfortunately, these terribly painful deaths continue. And as we saw quite recently in Eretz Yisrael. And our reaction to this, I think, is number one, to cry. We cry and we have to relate to the pain of Kal Yisrael, but if we look at the end of the Kina, so we get a little glimpse in terms of the message the Python here is trying to send us. And at the very end, the Kina says, "V'ruach HaKodesh l'mulam marim," that the Ruach HaKodesh is calling out. And the Ruach HaKodesh calls out at the very end of the line, says, "V'im yehareg mimikdash Hashem kohen v'navi lo mashmi'im." How could it be that a kohen and a navi, referring to incidents in Tanakh, but how could it be that they're destroyed in the Beis Hamikdash, lo mashmi'im, that it doesn't elicit a reaction from us? That it's upon us to react to these things, to react to the physical suffering, but not only to react to the physical suffering, but to react to the spiritual, the level of spirituality that led us to this physical suffering. I saw this by Rav Nevinsel. I mentioned him. I spent some good time with him, and one of the things I saw was this sense of real pain for the spiritual level, and he. Anyone who's spoken to him knows the tremendous Avas Yisrael has and knows the tremendous smile with which he greets every person. But at the same time, I was by him on a Shabbos Shuva drasha one year, and as he cried, describing the situation of thousands of Jews off the derech, thousands of Jews who don't know about, don't keep Shabbos and don't keep kosher, and he cried. And this Kina calls out to us to cry. Alai Li again, not only over the physical suffering, but Alai Li over how we got to such a level. I'm not going to go through each line. The next line, going back towards the beginning, just describe one painful description after the other. Im tidbak l'shon yonek l'cheich b'tzimaon s'chichim, describing the tremendous thirst of a young child, a young baby, and it's so thirsty that its tongue gets stuck to its cheek. Alayli, that's a tremendous pain. So as you read through, and we think about the suffering, And again, not only think about the words that are being said, but to use it as a, or think about other suffering we know of and we've read about and heard about. Think about the Fogel family from Itar a few years ago. And think about Naftali, Yael, and Gilad. And if we think about these things, so it'll bring out those feelings of Al-Laili, the true cries. And again, at the same time, also think about how we got to such a level. And to Chalna, Nashim Kriya, Malik, Tumitim, Malik.